welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Adorate. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 6 with verses 16 through 18. Jesus reminded us today that when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden, and your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. A subject spoken about weekly in our home. There are so many different ways to fast. Learning about giving up things for God. Normally asking for healing of someone ill or in a situation that needs absolute, constant prayer. You know, the type of prayer that is constant. Calling on the name of Jesus in an unceasing stream of petitions, seeking miracles while understanding His will by living for Him and Him alone. To understand His will, we accept everything He gives to us, as well as accepting whatever He keeps from us as His divine providence. We celebrate by consuming His body and blood as directed by Him, to live in union with Him daily. We often fast from televisions and cell phones, sharing not with others how we fast in food or other ways, for we follow the directives of Christ Himself, not revealing to others our fast, but always creating the face of Jesus, opening in our arms no matter the call of charity's need. Fasting is something that should be unseen, but central for a constant relationship with Jesus to know salvation. If I was to honor someone with the Hidden Fasting Award, it would surely be my wife, Toni. The TV gets a sign, and the cell phone doesn't beep. You're in a fast that God must complete. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. Those silent prayers that come from those people who are dealing with such atrocities there, we continue to pray for their relief. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen. She had a stroke recently. She's getting better, but she still needs a lot of rehabilitation. She is the grandmother of Brittany, who we've been speaking healing prayers for daily, who overcame brain cancer. We continue to lift her up in her healing. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, in the name of Louis, as we continue to help this man transition from a life behind bars. Daily prayers for our neighbor, Thelma. We pray for our friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Then my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 6 today. It's a 1-2-3 stanza poem. That's with verses 16 through 18. It's ongoing. It's titled, Appear Not Fasting to Others' Relief. Gloomy, look not as you fast. Hypocrites do the same. Appearance neglect not in contrast. Others appear with obvious blame. Reward theirs received, fasting with grief. You, I say, amen conceived. Appear not fasting to others' relief. Hidden is a father who also who sees what a father repaid is absolute belief. Seeing what is hidden without any fees, others appear hidden like a leaf. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's December 31st, 2022. Recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, before we close today, we could close at the 7-Eleven mark, but I've got a couple of things I want to say. It's the end of the year, last day of the year, last day to write a check dated December 31st of 2022. Hope that you might consider supporting God First Ministries as we continue to help those transitioning out of prison and other homeless capacities of those in our direct area. We sure do appreciate your support as we continue to lift up the Word of God each and every day. We call out to our good friends John and Marie, as we always do. And we end in the name of Jesus, as our brother-in-law often says, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. 7:44, God bless you.